11 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's the actual stories, the actual files. Are we going to do that? It's Wanted Wednesday. Trent Ferris, Walter Beck, Lucas McFadden here for... is this your second Wanted Wednesday?
This is my second one.
Very exciting stuff.
My hands are in the air.
You just don't care.
I'm not moving.
Easy. Pump the brakes on that one, Lucas.
No doubt. Give Walt some mic over there. So anyway, Wanted Wednesday, of course, we're in...
Yes.
There's some... a missing person at this point. I mean, this is sort of sad news.
Yeah, they're not as good as in the past, but they work. They work. I mean, but the first one's fairly serious. Some of our detectives have been really looking for help on finding a missing person that was staying here in Rock Hill for about a month, watching over, I believe, her son's home, because her son is currently incarcerated at the Moss Justice Bed and Breakfast right now. So, but we're looking for Michelle Renee Calvert. Like I said, she was staying in Rock Hill off of Bonnybrook Circle for about a month. She was supposed to return to her home in Florida. Her last known address was in Jacksonville, but she was supposed to be back in Miami by May 8th.
Okay.
Adults go missing all the time. There's nothing wrong with an adult just going on a road trip and taking off and going somewhere.
Right.
But when you don't keep in contact with your family, you might want to make sure
you're not on the missing person.
So, but in this case, she's not checking her cell phone. She hasn't answered her cell phone in about a month.
Okay.
Her ex-husband, who lives with her teenage daughter in Charlotte, actually filed the missing persons report.
Okay.
And they're still looking for her. We found out yesterday that they did recover her car.
Oh no.
Ford 500, in Charlotte. So if anybody has seen Miss Calvert, she's a black female. She's 54 years old, about 5'5", tall, and weighs about 200 pounds. She was driving a Ford 500 with a Florida license tag. So if you'd seen her any time in the last month, we'd like to get in touch with her.
And she was staying here in Rock Hill for about a month prior to...
For a month. Okay. Staying at her son's home. Okay. And like I said, her son is staying at the Moss Justice Center right now.
Unfortunately. So,
but she is originally from Florida. Well, not originally, but she lives in Florida.
Okay. All right.
And so she was on her way back, and somewhere in between... Something happened.
Unfortunately. All right.
So hopefully somebody, if you see her, don't hesitate to call the sheriff's office. But if you don't feel like calling the sheriff's office, just call us at Crime Stoppers.
Okay.
877-409-4321.
That's really what this is about. We want folks to get involved with Crime Stoppers. Yeah. Let us know. Let you guys know what you know.
And we have a lot of fun with these segments every other week. But this one's a serious case.
So just,
we need to get the info out there. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a really important case. Hopefully we can find something out. There's a great photo of her up on the Facebook page.
Yes.
Okay.
Really nice smile.
I think Stephen Stone covered it in the news yesterday. So any help would be greatly appreciated with that case.
Absolutely. All right.
Moving on with some lottery tickets.
Yes.
Always
gets to have some fun with lottery tickets.
Some people just love to roll the dice. And
but this case, he actually bought the lottery.
Yeah, he actually bought the lottery ticket. No theft here of the lottery ticket. But
wasn't theft.
There was a theft, though. Around noon, back on May 18th, at the Tango Mart there in beautiful downtown McConnell's, there at the corner of 322 and 321, right across from the post office.
The corner of McConnell's, because it's a corner.
It's like downtown.
The downtown. Downtown, uptown McConnell's. the Tango Mart there, a McConnell's landmark. One of the workers there at the store reported their wallet had been stolen out of her purse. Huh. And we've got some surveillance video from the store, and we have a person of interest. The reason he's a person of interest is he's the only person seen walking into the employee area in the back of the store where the purse was. That kind of makes you a person of interest.
No doubt.
Yeah. You got no reason.
You're not an employee. What are you doing back here?
What are you doing in the employee area?
Looking for the bathroom.
Hey, now, while you were the only person back here, suddenly something's missing. It's amazing. This guy goes back there, comes out of the employee area, buys a $2 lottery ticket, and leaves. He's described as an older black male wearing a green untucked button-up shirt and a pair of dark-colored or black kind of dress pants.
Okay.
So if you got any information, you know who this guy might be, and you're like, well, I really don't want him to know who I am, but I know him. He's my cousin's uncle's neighbor. Give us a call here at Crime Stoppers, 1-877-409-4321. We don't want your name. We just want your information that you got.
And after he came out of the employee area, he came back to buy a lottery ticket?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With probably
he needed a little money.
The only money, I guess.
Hey, he was allegedly doing something. He didn't get caught. He's like, well, I'm pretty lucky.
Yeah, no, yeah.
South Carolina educational lottery, you know, $2 lottery ticket.
Why not? I'm here.
You can win big on those.
His wife is like, don't forget the lottery tickets. He gets in the car. I was like, I need to go back in and get the lottery tickets. Hey, remember me from earlier?
Yeah, I was back there stealing your wallet. I mean,
watch, he wins the $200,000 prize.
Oh, it's so true.
Hey, by the way, buddy, you're a suspect of crime. We'll go ahead and take that money.
Go straight from you.
Go straight to jail, right? Like a monopoly game.
Not pass to,
do not pass go.
All right. But, so was this in the town of Sharon? You say Sharon.
Sharon.
Right? Yeah. I guess it's Western York County today.
Sharon.
The little town, big crime in the little town of Sharon. Anybody in York County has been through Sharon. Sharon is one of those.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful town, actually.
Very,
you got
very
the Sharon
beautiful.
Grill right there. Yeah. It's got a lot of history. To the town, but
the Dollar General.
Yeah, the $1 General.
Like them all.
Like them all.
On June 4th, 22 items were stolen from a garage on Woodlawn Street in Sharon. Now Woodlawn Street is in the middle of Sharon.
Uptown Sharon.
I mean, that is big time right there in the middle of Sharon.
This is a lot of stuff. There's a lot of heavy equipment right there.
Yes. I wish I could just sit here and rattle off everything that was stolen, but we're just going to limit it to several batteries. Several portable power supplies, chargers and such like that, 3 grinders, 3 chainsaws,
jeez,
different size, you know, sizes of these
things.
Oh my gosh. 2 welders,
great
several
big welders. We're talking some heavy duty stuff.
Arc welders. Yeah.
Wow.
Several drill bit sets, hammers, crowbars, and an orbital sander.
Wow.
So
we're talking about
stuff.
Garage. Is this like a homeowner's garage or like an industrial type garage?
A business garage.
Okay.
And that's why we want to put this out here, because this is the victim's occupation.
Sure.
This is
clearly
his way of making money.
Clearly.
And when somebody steals his way of making money, he can't make money, which in turn he can't make, you know,
sure,
provide for his family.
Absolutely.
So this is a lot of stuff. So, I mean, it's not just somebody stole my hammer from my toolbox in my garage. No, this is a lot of high-end, expensive equipment. And so we need to find out who did this, and if anybody say, hey, I've gotten myself an arc welder for cheap today,
yeah,
you know, that might be your first call
and a lot of
clue to call crime
and stores. A lot of these garages, industrial garages, do keep like their bay windows open because it's so hot and they need to get the air circulating in along those lines. Any advice though for businesses in this kind of heat and dealing with this?
Lock it up. I mean so during the day leave that garage door open, but at the end of the day lock it up tighter
while you're there.
An alarm is a wonderful investment.
Yeah. No doubt.
We strongly suggest anybody, even with your personal residence, your business, have an alarm. Make sure that alarm is not only installed, but that it is being monitored. A lot of people, they'll get an alarm, they'll have it put in, but they'll, okay, well, I had monitoring for 12 months. I'm not going to pay for the monitoring anymore. Well, now it's just a big noisemaker. You know,
right.
The monitoring is what really, you know, will get us out there and catch these people in the act. Also, surveillance cameras are amazing.
I was
we
thinking if
have
anybody
Crime Stoppers if it wouldn't have surveillance cameras.
Wow. Sure. I mean, this guy did this over time. I mean, it doesn't take 2 seconds to get this stuff out of the garage.
This wasn't a
2-minute
deal. Yeah. This person was there. They took their time. Or whoever, however many people were involved.
Maybe good point.
Things like that really help us out a lot. You know, lock your doors, set your alarm, make sure it's monitored. Get yourself some good cameras. That's the best advice I can give. And also your stuff that you have, make sure you note your serial numbers, your descriptions of your properties with the iPhones and stuff on the cloud. You can back all that stuff up, photograph those serial numbers and all that equipment. So if it is stolen, we have a greater chance of recovering it and then figuring out who did it and bringing them to justice.
And just last week, or last two weeks ago, remember we had the guy who was doing some yard work and someone came up to his garage
while he was working
and stole some stuff. I mean, people are no holds barred.
Bold, very bold.
Allegedly.
Absolutely. And Detective Strickland's been working on that case, and I think he actually has identified a suspect in that case.
Oh, well, good. That's
which wouldn't
awful.
Have been able to happen without that video.
Nice. Okay.
We got an update, I guess, for some earlier things.
We
good
like
news.
A couple, you know, we mentioned this case a couple weeks ago, about a month or so ago, and on Crime Stoppers Wanted Wednesday, and we told you about back in March when two people, Rock Hill PD, were looking for an attempted murder warrants. We had Aaliyah Draper and Keon Davis. Draper, she was arrested in April 3rd.
Okay.
They found her. But just recently, on June 3rd, Keon Davis has been apprehended.
Okay.
And it's all the help of Crime Stoppers.
Nice.
Folks who have seen their faces and say, hey, I saw him over there. He's been in the area. Go get him.
Yep. And officer in the area, you know, checking the area that he's been known to be in, pulled over a vehicle for a moving violation. So that's why, you know, you see so many officers out doing traffic stops and stuff. It's not necessarily always just to write tickets. It's thinking beyond the ticket, looking for wanted people, things like that. So that's a great success story there.
Now, at this end here, you say there's a surprise, and you're going to tell us about it on the show. What does that mean?
Well,
surprise. No biscuits.
Well, we just want to... we really do want to thank WRHI for all the help that they do. I mean, we came here a year ago and said, hey, I've got this idea for Wanted Wednesday to do a segment on the radio to tell folks about the crimes that we're looking for. Yes, sometimes it's crazy, I hate to use the word dumb crook news, but sometimes so we want to make sure that the folks out there know how much Crime Stoppers and the board of directors of Crime Stoppers, which Lucas McFadden is a member of the board of directors of Crime Stoppers,
very good,
very happy and proud to be.
We want to say, give you a certificate of appreciation to WRHI.
Thank you guys,
to say thanks for allowing us to do this every week, because honestly, Walter can attest to this. You know, without seeing to WRHI and allowing us to put these crimes out there, which normally the Charlotte media or other media outlets won't even touch or sniff, we wouldn't have the opportunity to get these crimes out there to be able to solve them.
Yeah.
And Walter, I know, has benefited from it.
Greatly.
Greatly.
Well, wonderful.
Our detective division thanks you.
Oh, well, that's great.
Well, we're so grateful for your service that you do for our community. So thank you for everything. We'd be happy
to take
that.
Thank you.
We'll
put it on our wall
of fame. This is our wall of fame.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Yay.
Right in front of Freddie Hammer's Leadership York County
certificate. No. Listen, these fell the other day, and Freddie was like, not my diploma from Lyco.
Save the Lyco certificate.
Yours is less fingerprints. We'll put that out front for now. That is, thank you, guys. It's so thoughtful of you.
Glad to be here.
Appreciate everything that happens here at York.
Sorry I couldn't be here 2 weeks ago, but
it's all right.
You're in Washington.
Chaperoning.
Trent goes to Washington. You made it back safely?
Wow. Let me tell you, we left Thursday, Wednesday morning, got back Friday night, and we hit it all.
Wow.
Whether we didn't stop and tour, we drove by it.
This is Leslie Elementary School.
Leslie Elementary School. We took 27 fifth graders up there for their fifth grade trip to Washington, and it was wild.
It was huge.
I will say it was fast enough for the kids, but too fast for the adults. Because the kids were like, hey, oh, look. You remember that in National Anthem, European Vacation, where the parents
Big Ben Parliament.
Around
exactly.
Look, kids, Big Ben Parliament.
Yes, yes.
It was like that.
It was like that. You're like, hey, look, kids, the Washington Monument.
Did the journalists come out and you ask a lot of questions?
Well, yeah, I was. I only interrupted a couple of times.
Really?
There was a couple. There was one erroneous error that the tour guide made about Ronald McNair.
Okay.
He was one of the Challenger astronauts from South Carolina who died on the Challenger explosion back in the 80s. She said he was from North Carolina. I said, no, ma'am. No.
I don't want to be that South guy, Carolina. But let's
I'm not that guy.
And for extra credit, where in South Carolina?
Somerville, wasn't it?
Lake City.
Right.
Down in my neck of the woods near Darlington.
Yeah. Right.
It's 24 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks to you guys. It's the Wanted Wednesday segment.
1-877-409-4321.
Excellent. Crime Stoppers always online as well as on Facebook. WRHI's Wanted Wednesday. Palmetto Mornings. Freddie Hammer, Lucas McFadden. 65 degrees on WRHI.
Oh, you guys are great. Those